The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien Marks. How are you?
Kath, I need you to do me a big favor.
Tell me.
We need to sort out this COVID situation in Israel because it's now getting out of hand.
All right. So every day, I was actually saying when I saw, you know, that it's the highest numbers overnight, I've been seeing you say that in your first line of your topics for the last week since I've been doing the show. You know, what gives? Do you think Israel's going to be sliding back into a lockdown?
I do think that we're heading in that direction. Maybe not a long lockdown, but it has been recommended that we at least consider a 10-day lockdown. You know, every day, just when you think the stats are high and couldn't get higher. And we have had a brief respite over several days. Today's stats are really ridiculous, with nearly 1,700 new infections. That is, if you're watching the graphs, that is far, far higher than what we saw around the first time. In fact, it's nearly double than what we saw around the first time. And it's largely people being very, very irresponsible. One of the stories coming in today is a group of kids holding a prom party. They weren't allowed to hold the prom party, but, naughty kids be naughty kids. High school graduates from Gan Yavne, they held a party, and 28 of them have contracted the virus. 140 of them have gone into bidud, or which is what we call quarantine. A school in Ranana also holding these illicit prom parties, another high level of infection. So that's where it's coming from. And of course, we spoke about the arguments taking place in the Knesset, in the COVID committee in the Knesset, about whether or not it was responsible to open the gyms. But only 35 infections have been attributed to the gym. So the issue that we're facing here is not necessarily masks, because people are being quite reasonable about wearing their masks. There is a 500
apparently only in Modi Inn.
No,
apparently only
not
in Modi
only
Inn.
Modi Inn. I've been around the country quite a bit over the last week, and people have, to a large degree, been very, very responsible. I mean, I was up in the Golan Heights with five of us, all in an open space, all wearing our masks responsibly. You know, where we do have issues is places like the beach, where people have decided that it's very uncomfortable to tan. But Modi Inn, and yes, Modi Inn consistently is rated one of the top cities for various issues, but people have been responsible. In fact, there has been some criticism at the police for being a little bit out of hand when it comes to sanctioning people who aren't wearing their masks. But the big issue of people just gathering in big crowds after specifically being told not to, and now it looks like crowds are going to be taken back down to 10.
All right, so let's talk about gathering in big crowds, because something that happens when people gather in big crowds, or it's a big crowd gathering when there are protests. So who's looking to protest in Israel and why?
Well, that's an excellent question. We have had a variety of different protests. So what can I say? Israel's gone the sugar over the last 10 days or so. We've had a variety of protests. We've had a lot of protests in the Haredi areas, people feeling that they're being discriminated against because their areas are being locked down because of high infection rates, and 16 members of a community in Jerusalem being arrested last night. But we are now very concerned to what we will see coming out of Saturday night's protest in Tel Aviv. This was at Kikar Rabin in the center of the city. Many, and we understand.
Okay, so Rolien, let's just talk about who did you say was protesting?
That was somebody who didn't. Well, we've had people protesting outside the Prime Minister's residence, saying that, you know, the situation. So that's where we have seen a significant increase in the amount of protests across the country. But yeah, not look good as far as our numbers are concerned. Today's numbers, if you are looking at the graph, and if you do have the worldometer in front of you, you'll see those numbers that are as accurate as can be. It's not looking good.
Let's just talk about these six Palestinians. When you say Palestinians, where are they from? Are they from Judea and Samaria, the West Bank? Are they from Gaza? And then
if
tell
we're
us.
Going to speak Palestinians, they're going to be from either the PA or from the Gaza Strip. But okay. In this case, they're from towns within the West Bank.
Okay.
And again, I want to be very clear. There's a very big difference between Palestinians and Israeli Arabs.
Okay.
Israeli Arabs are not Palestinians, and Palestinians are not Israeli Arabs. But six Palestinians in a televised interview, although they were heavily disguised, said that they would be very, very supportive of some kind of Israeli annexation or applying of sovereignty. And despite being heavily camouflaged, they were found out and subsequently arrested. It would appear that under the Palestinian Authority, if you have an opinion that's contrary to what Abbas and the Palestinian Authority advocate, you will be arrested. So we are watching the story to see what will happen to these six Palestinians who said, you know, they would welcome, because they've been let down so badly by their leadership, they would welcome Israeli sovereignty over the areas in which they live.
Is this the areas that Benjamin Netanyahu is proposing? Because I've seen a map, and I think it was you, it might have been you, it might have been somebody else who said to me that what he originally, the land that he originally planned has changed.
Well, it's not as simple an answer as that. You know, there are different territories across the West Bank that were spoken about being annexed. But in this case, because of a variety of factors, the areas that the Prime Minister is speaking about possibly applying sovereignty to are three major settlement blocks in Area A, and that is the Maale Adumim, Ariel, and the Gush Etzion. Those are areas that are largely predominantly Jewish, with small Palestinian villages in and around them.
All right, obviously.
In fact, it's not Area A, it's Area C. It's Area C.
All right, Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much. That is where we leave it today. And hopefully tomorrow we will get to talk about Operation Good Neighbor.
We'll get to talk about it at some stage. Internet be damned.
All right. God bless. Have a wonderful evening. Stay safe. Bye-bye.